Jesus, all hail Emmanuel, King of Kings, Lord of Lords.
Welcome to Moments of Inspiration, an international ministry proclaiming Jesus Christ as Savior and exalting Him as Lord. This is Steve McLean inviting you to join us in a time of worship with beautiful music and the study of Scripture. We pray that through our time together, you will be drawn into a closer relationship with our Savior, Jesus. Stay tuned for a few moments of inspiration.
And forevermore, I will reign with Him.
It starts in grade school, sometimes before. And the frustration continues to a certain extent throughout life. In grade school, we called them bullies. Those who are stronger than we are and always seem to get what they wanted through brute force. As we get older, sometimes it's through political power. But it's frustrating to try to live a righteous life and to see others who are doing anything but living righteous lives succeeding. How do we handle that? What's the resolution to the problem? Stay tuned as we study Psalm 73 after this song.
I'm gonna keep walking and keep talking and keep singing in Jesus' name. I'm gonna keep believing and receiving everything that He has for me. I'm gonna keep lifting my voice, clapping my hands, taking all I can to the promised land. I'll keep walking and talking and singing in Jesus' name. I will serve God's kingdom while I'm in this world. I traded in my earthly things for that one precious pearl. I have no time to waste on these earthly pursuits. The kind of gain I'm after is of ultimate use. I'm gonna keep walking and keep talking and keep singing in Jesus' name. I'm gonna keep believing and receiving everything that He has for me. I'm gonna keep lifting my voice, clapping my hands, taking all I can to the promised land. I'll keep walking and talking and singing in Jesus' name.
Jesus came and filled me when I asked Him in. He will never let me fall if I keep my eyes on Him. I have found in Christ everything that I need. Satan's great temptations, they mean nothing to me.
I'm gonna keep walking and keep talking and keep singing in Jesus' name. I'm gonna keep believing and receiving everything that He has for me. I'm gonna keep lifting my voice, clapping my hands, taking all I can to the promised land. I keep walking and talking and singing in Jesus' name. I'm gonna keep walking and talking and singing in Jesus' name. Jesus' name.
I hope you have your Bible open and turn to Psalm 73. We're going to be walking through this psalm and making a few brief comments before we go back and read it again in its entirety. This is a psalm written by Asaph, and let's begin with the first three verses. Surely God is good to Israel, to those who are pure in heart. But as for me, my feet had almost slipped. I had nearly lost my foothold, for I envied the arrogant when I saw the prosperity of the wicked. Asaph starts with where his heart began, believing that God is good to His people, to those who are pure in heart, that living the righteous life is the right thing to do. But he confesses that he almost lost his grip on his faith and his faithfulness to God because he saw the arrogant, the wicked, doing so well. And it made him wonder why. In verse 4 and 5, he says, they have no struggles. Their bodies are healthy and strong. They are free from the burdens common to man. They are not plagued by human ills. Well, as you read that, you know that is not entirely true, but he is not trying to state absolute truth. He is really writing from his emotions. When we are envious of someone, that is really the picture we paint. They don't have problems. Everything is going their way. And here I am suffering. Asaph is showing that his heart was divided by greed and envy. He continues, "Therefore pride is their necklace. They clothe themselves with violence. From their callous hearts comes iniquity. The evil conceits of their minds know no limits. They scoff and speak with malice. In their arrogance they threaten oppression." These are evil, arrogant men. There is no doubt of that. "Their mouths lay claim to heaven, and their tongues take possession of the earth. Therefore their people turn to them and drink up waters in abundance. They say, 'How can God know? Does the Most High have knowledge?'" These people are not content just with being evil and arrogant, but they laugh at God as if they don't have to answer to Him. "How can God know what I'm doing? How can He possibly have a clue?" Sometimes I think, as Asaph is implying, all of us ask that question. If God knows what's going on, why doesn't He put a stop to it? That must mean God doesn't know. In verse 12, he says, "This is what the wicked are like, always carefree. They increase in wealth. Surely in vain have I kept my heart pure. In vain have I washed my hands in innocence. All day long I have been plagued, for I have been punished every morning." You can see the depth of Asaph's envy when he says they get everything they want. They get richer and richer, and it's been vanity for me to stay pure. It has been worthless. I've been plagued and punished, even though I've tried to do what is right. But we see the turn in verse 15 when he says, "If I had said, 'I will speak thus,' I would have betrayed your children." In other words, this type of talk denies the testimony of God's people. If I had put words to this frustration, if I had actually believed what my emotions were trying to tell me, I would have betrayed my God and His people. Verse 16, "When I tried to understand all this, it was oppressive to me, till I entered the sanctuary of God. Then I understood their final destiny." While logic doesn't always provide the answers, as Asaph began to focus not upon his enemy, not upon the adversary, but upon God, things begin to clarify themselves. God began to clarify things. He said, "I understood their final destiny, the ultimate issue, how the end of the race is going to play out." He continues in verse 18, "Surely you placed them on slippery ground. You cast them down to ruin. How suddenly are they destroyed, completely swept away by terrors, as a dream when one awakens. So when you arise, O Lord, you will despise them as fantasies." Yes, he understands their final destiny. The wicked will be destroyed. Their happiness is unstable. It's temporary. It is vain. It is but an illusion. It's not real. He says, "When my heart was grieved and my spirit embittered, I was senseless and ignorant. I was a brute beast before you." In other words, I was taking life like an animal does, just one breath at a time. I wasn't being very smart. Verse 23, "Yet I am always with you. You hold me by my right hand, you guide me with your counsel, and afterward you will take me into glory. Whom have I in heaven but you? And earth has nothing I desire besides you. My flesh and my heart may fail, but God is the strength of my heart and my portion forever." Asaph finally is looking well beyond the moment into what is really eternal. He is seeing the unseen. And he says, "God is right there with me. He is holding my hand and He has offered me eternal life." And he says, "On earth has nothing I desire other than you. And my flesh may fail, I may die, my heart may give out, but God is the strength of my heart. God is my portion forever. What he will enjoy, he will enjoy throughout eternity." And he finishes with these words, "Those who are far from you will perish. You destroy all who are unfaithful to you. But as for me, it is good to be near God. I have made the sovereign Lord my refuge. I will tell of all your deeds." He has found the truth and beauty that lasts. Wickedness will be destroyed by God, and the faithful will be saved. This is a word that Asaph is going to spread. Allow me now to read this psalm in its entirety from a different translation. "How good God is to Israel. to those whose hearts are pure. But as for me, I came so close to the edge of the cliff. My feet were slipping and I was almost gone. For I was envious of the prosperity of the proud and wicked. Yes, all through life their road is smooth. They grow sleek and fat. They aren't always in trouble and plagued with problems like everyone else. So their pride sparkles like a jeweled necklace and their clothing is woven of cruelty. These fat cats have everything their hearts could ever wish for. They scoff at God and threaten His people. How proudly they speak! They boast against the very heavens, and their words strut through the earth. And so God's people are dismayed and confused and drink it all in. Does God realize what is going on? They ask. Look at these men of arrogance. They never have to lift a finger. Theirs is a life of ease, and all the time their riches multiply. Have I been wasting my time? Why take the trouble to be pure? All I get out of it is trouble and woe, every day and all day long. If I had really said that, I would have been a traitor to your people. Yet it is so hard to explain it, this prosperity of those who hate the Lord. Then one day I went into God's sanctuary to meditate and thought about the future of these evil men. What a slippery path they are on. Suddenly, God will send them sliding over the edge of the cliff and down to their destruction, an instant end to all their happiness, an eternity of terror. Their present life is only a dream. They will awaken to the truth as one awakens from a dream of things that never really were. When I saw this, what turmoil filled my heart. I saw myself so stupid and so ignorant. I must have seemed like an animal to you, O God. But even so, you love me. You are holding my right hand. You will keep on guiding me all my life with your wisdom and counsel, and afterwards receive me into the glories of heaven. Whom have I in heaven but you? And I desire no one on earth as much as you. My health fails, my spirits droop, yet God remains. He is the strength of my heart. He is mine forever. But those refusing to worship God will perish, for he destroys those serving other gods. But as for me, I get as close to him as I can. I have chosen him, and I will tell everyone about the wonderful ways he rescues me.
Lift up your countenance, all ye saints of God. Lift up your countenance, for the victory is won. Lift up your countenance, all ye saints of God, and give the glory to the Holy One.
Moments of Inspiration strives to bring you encouragement and a clearer picture of Jesus Christ and His will for your life. There's more information about this ministry available on our website, momentsofinspiration.org. On our website, you will find previous programs, sermons, articles, and a link to our Facebook page. We also offer a free Modern English translation of the Bible. Just send us the request. If we can help you in your walk with Jesus in any way, please let us know. You can write to us at Moments of Inspiration, Post Office Box 1593, Canyon, Texas, 79015. That's Post Office Box 1593, Canyon, Texas, 79015. Or you may send us an email at moiradio@sbcglobal.net. If you miss the address, just visit our website and contact us there. That website, again, is momentsofinspiration.org. Thank you so much for joining us, and be sure to listen again at the same time next week to Moments of Inspiration.
And give the glory.